Clap your hands for Jesus. Clap your hands for Jesus. And stand up and tell your neighbor something this morning. Tell your neighbor anything you like this morning. Greet your neighbor as if you have not seen him for a long time and you have missed him. You have missed her. Greet your neighbor as if you miss your neighbor. Long time no see. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's worship the Lord with thanksgiving this morning. Anytime I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Whenever I see another breaking of the day,
Lord, I'll
say.
Alarm clock to the mortuary and place it by somebody dead there. Then you will know it is not the alarm clock that woke you. It's not even the noise around that woke you.
Whenever I see another breaking of the day,
among the living this morning. Thank him for his mercies upon us this past 1 week. From the last Sunday we gathered together like this until now. Oh, yes. Appreciate him for his mercies that endure forever, forever, ever, ever, ever. Appreciate his goodness. Appreciate him, appreciate him, appreciate him.
Let the glory be Forever.
God must bless me. I fast very well.
You don't fast 40 days, 40 nights.
I pray very well.
You don't pray, certain blood come up for your body. Hallelujah.
Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, there is no shadow of turning.
Your condition is better than somebody. Hallelujah. Always remember that your condition is better than somebody. You are not in the worst condition. Always see God around you. Try, look all around you. Always acknowledge Him. Acknowledge Him all around you. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray. Anything that will stop my blessing today, Lord, that your mercy again. I need that mercy again today. Let nothing hinder my blessing. Nobody come before God's presence and remain the same. Let me not remain the same. Shall we open our mouth and begin to pray? Let me not remain the same. The blessing you have for your children today, all over the world, remember me also, Lord. That's a prayer point for everybody. Merciful God, let me be a partaker of your mercy again today.
I heard about you.
Let me not go empty-handed. Let me not leave you empty-handed.
Let me be better than I came here, Lord. Let me be better, better, better than I came.
I heard about you. That is why I am here. I heard about you. I heard.
In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm praising all now. Is that your prayer this morning? May the Lord answer our prayer today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May everyone that has taken time to come before God's presence and worship Him, may every one of us go back better than we came today in the name of Jesus. And may every desire of your heart that follow you here today be granted in the name of Jesus Christ. May somebody see a reason to be a better Christian after today in the name of Jesus. There's one more song we shall sing. But before we sing that song, pick your Bibles, remaining standing, Matthew chapter 24. Matthew 24. Then when we finish, we shall sing 161. We shall sing hymn number 161. Matthew 24. Then we shall sit down. Then I will prophesy. Are we there? Matthew 24, verse 32 to 35. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When its branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. What is that fig tree? Israel has become a nation after they were scattered from AD 70 until 1948. They became a nation. So likewise, verse 33, ye, when ye shall see all these things that we have been talking about in the book of Revelation, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation, the generation that will see Israel become a nation, and we are that generation, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. And certainty, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Hymn number 161. Amen. You don't have to do like this. So. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's be seated and continue with our Bible study. We had opportunity during the week to have feedback from the viewers of the Bright Television channel. And it's been very encouraging. Very, very encouraging. Encouraging to know that there are people that are taking their lives on what we are saying. Taking everything we say seriously. So we have every reason to be serious in what we are doing here. What we are teaching here. Look up, your redemption is near. It means it should be heavenly in your lifestyle now. Be more heavenly. Be more heavenly. This song says that we should trim our lamps. Your lamps trimmed and clear. Your lambs. Remember, there are two groups of Christians. Hallelujah. There are two groups of Christians. We have, sincere Christians. So, sincere believers. Matthew 25 tells us they are virgins. They are called virgins. Virgins. Can we read it? Matthew 25. Matthew 25. It says, then, that then there is making a reference somewhere. Making a reference somewhere. And that then is the end time. At the end time. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. That's where I'm going. The emphasis says that they are all virgins. That means sincere Christians. They are sincere Christians. They will not defile themselves in any way. Everything about holiness, they are there. Full of love. All the fruits of the Spirit, they have it. The whole of their life, they live sacrificial life. Anything that will not glorify God, they will not be found in it. That is the reason why they are virgins. God and God alone. Take note, they are virgins, uncontaminated, undefiled. They are virgins, but some of them are wise and some are foolish. This is the difference, verse 3. They that were foolish took their lambs and took no oil with them. That is what makes them foolish. Why will you have lamp that is supposed to give you light in darkness and you don't have oil that will keep the lamp burning. That is what makes you foolish. And some of them are sitting down here now. Some of them are here now, very sincere. Some of them are listening to me now, very sincere, wherever you are listening to me. And the lamp that you have is the Bible. Hallelujah. The oil you need there is revelation. The revelational spirit. The spirit that gives you revelation. Now verse 4. The wise. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. That is the emphasis. My emphasis here is what makes you foolish and what makes you wise. That's why Apostle Paul told Timothy, from a child, you have known the Holy Scriptures that are able to make you wise unto salvation. Wisdom unto salvation. You see? You have to catch it. It's very, very important. And he told Timothy, therefore, how will you keep it up? He says, study. Study. To show thyself approved. Not unto man, no. Not unto man. There are stands that we take that the world cannot understand. Listen, church, the life that we will live now should not be a life that you begin to want to please man. Human beings can never be pleased. Look, there is nothing you will do that can ever please any human being. If you are going to live your life looking for approval from your friends, from your relations, from people around you, from your neighbors, then you are going to have problem with God. Just make sure you are right with God. And you know one interesting thing? When you are right with God, God will cause you to be right with everybody around. Praise the Lord. But now listen, whether I am right with people or not, I want to check myself to see whether I am right with God or not. He says, approved unto God. Study to show yourself approved unto God. And how will you know you are approved unto God? You check your life by the scriptures. Not by what people tell you. A workman that need not to be ashamed. Doing what? Rightly dividing the word of truth. It means you can wrongly divide the word of truth. You can wrongly divide the word of truth. I'm saying this for you to see the importance of Bible study. In this age, amen, I have told you that we have anointing. We don't lack anointing. In the body of Christ, in the church now, in Christianity, we don't lack anointing. There is anointing nyafu nyafu everywhere, everywhere. Put on your television and see them. Amos chapter 8. Can we read it? From verse 11. It's a prophecy that is fulfilling now. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God. What will he do? That I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of food, not a famine of prosperity. Or God, pastor that has a commission to liberate the people to prosper. That I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water. But there will be a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. There will be a famine of here, verse 12. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. Verse 13. In that day,
I'm coming back to the virgins now.
Shall the fair virgins and young men, what would happen? Faint for thirst. Thirst for what? Thirst for the world. That is the reason why Bright Television Channel has suddenly become popular. That's the only place you can have freely, drink freely the water of life. Amen. What we are sharing here, see, if you come to this place, praise the Lord, you will observe that we give enough time to the word. But if you go to some of these churches, they give more time to what? To other things. Whatever else they do, they give enough time for it. There's a church at Oregu, my brother was telling me that he went to visit. He said he went there 8 o'clock. Is it 8? Right, Chris, what time did you go? Eh? Where is he? You went what time? Give him. Go now. Let's hear him, please. No, I want to be sure. I've forgotten the time you talk. That is their Sunday service. Eh? What time?
15 minutes to 9.
15 minutes to 9.
That's when it started.
That is when the service started. Yes. And was that the first service? That was the first service.
Yes, sir. And it ended at 10:20.
It ended at what?
10:20.
10:20. First service is over. And that is the commonest thing. I know another church that starts about 8 o'clock or so. And by 1:30, they have had four or five services. Because, listen, church, they have no time for the word. Or the pastor has nothing to tell them. Me, I have something to tell you. 1 hour too small for me. Oh. 1 hour too small for me. Oh. If you are tired, please, you can go. You can go. Then later on, go and come and collect the tape. And then hear the one where you know here because you are tired and you went. Allow us to talk. Because what is lacking in Christianity is the word. You are carrying Bible. You have no revelation of what you carry. That's exactly what we are doing now. Praise the Lord. We are looking at the book of Revelation. And that book is a special book for the bride. Hallelujah. That is the book for the bride. Let's open Acts chapter 7 or chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. As we look at the book of Revelation, there's a statement there that Peter made on his second sermon on the day of Pentecost. After the day of Pentecost, after the experience of Pentecost, make I preach 30 minutes. 30 minutes, I don't greet you, finish. 30 minutes. I'm not going to sing worship God. When I was in the world, every Friday night, I'll be inside nightclub, dance to the depth. Then when I come to church now, 30 minutes. 30 minutes. Then dance. Then after 15 minutes, then they will tell you, everybody open your mouth, speak in tongue. Just speak in tongue. Oh, my. Then they open. 7 reasons you must make it this year. Number 1, yesterday we stopped at number 2. Let's take number 3 today. 7 reasons why you must make it. Then he uses 20 minutes. And gives you the one for today. 7 reasons, 7 services, 7 Sundays. Yes, I have something to tell them. And the people are saying, Kai, this man is a wonderful preacher. Oh my, oh my. Come and see the English he's speaking. Wow. Okay. Oh. Chapter 3, verse 18, 19, 20, 21. But those things which God before has showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. When the times of refreshing shall, future, shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he, God, shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, verse 21 is my emphasis, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Praise the Lord. Restitution there is restoration. Something happened in the Garden of Eden that Adam lost the earth. Lost the title deeds to this earth. And there is the restoration process that God is undertaking. And that Jesus, praise the Lord, that Jesus is there in heaven. He will remain there until these times. It is times. It is written there, times, not time. Until the times of restitution of all things, the divine agenda, from one stage to another stage, to another stage, to another stage. That is the times, praise the Lord, of restitution. And the time was fulfilled. He said, that is the process now. The fulfillment of that process produced Jesus Christ. He went to the cross and paid the price of redemption. He is now taken up to heaven. And for the other times to be fulfilled, stage by stage, stage by stage, what he paid the price for, he is busy collecting them and collecting them through all the ages. Through a divine agenda that God decided to show in the Isle of Patmos, Apostle John. And he revealed it in symbols that he kept until this end time, that he, God, came down, because this is the end. We are getting to the end of a very important program in that agenda. When we say we are in the end time, end time, end time, people are looking as if the end time is where the whole world we crush and crumble and things like that. Not yet. It's another agenda, another program. At a juncture of time, we are in a juncture of time. A program is about to close. God is rounding up his program for the redemption of this earth and Adam and his children, you and I. And it's important we know it. It helps us take a stand. Like Daniel took a stand when he understood by books. After he studied, by the time that awareness came upon him, he looked at the books. By calculation, he discovered they had spent 68 years out of the 70 years that Jeremiah prophesied in Jeremiah 25, that they would be in captivity because of all the nonsense they were doing there. So remaining how many years? 2 years for the 70 years to be completed. They were all in captivity, and they were all used to it. After staying there for about 60-something years, many of them will have forgotten going back. Church, we are strangers and pilgrims on this earth. Always know that we are leaving this earth to go back to our Maker. Always remember that this earth is not our home. For now, it belongs to Satan. For now, the whole of this earth belongs to Satan. Church, when we preach faith, we tell you, possess your possession, possess your possession. But does it not look as if Satan is stronger than God? No matter what you are doing, you have received the Holy Ghost, but you are still facing battles. It is because the time has not yet come for us to take over. For now, this earth is not our own yet. It is going to be our own after a process. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. That process is going on now. Anybody that is thinking that it is because he is a Christian, that is why he's a billionaire, that because they are right in their church, that's why their church has so much money, forget it. We know better than that. We know better than that. You are not higher than Jesus. Satan faced Jesus, took him in Luke chapter 2 to the pinnacle and showed him. He said, look at the whole of these kingdoms. Was he lying to Jesus? Did Jesus tell him he's lying? He said, they belong to me. He said, and I give it to whosoever I will. If you are in possession of any earthly thing, so much until you can boast of it, it's Satan that gave you. If you are a billionaire, it's Satan that gave you. If that is what you are boasting of. If you are a billionaire, you are not born again. Until all that you have to show for. And look, any Christian, I repeat, born again. Anyone that is a true Christian, filled with the Holy Ghost, with your name in the book of life, Satan knows you. Watch them all over the world, and they are making it in business. Go close to them, you will see the battles they face. Go to Cosmos Maduka. Last year alone, you saw, 2 years ago, he lost 18 billion. Is it early this year? His warehouse burnt with fire. He burnt with fire. And he told me, he said, billions of naira worth of goods were destroyed. Why? But he pays his tithes. He prays. He has tried by all means to live a Christian life. Anywhere he goes, he proclaims Christianity. This is where I belong. Did you hear any of them? The rest, they are making it billion. They are building the biggest refinery in the whole world. Is there a Christian that is building it? The richest people on earth, then they go to church. Anybody that is enjoying wealth in peace, it is devil that has given it to you. Because they belong to him and he boasted. Whosoever he wills, he gives. But we will have the money. We will fight them. We will fight him. And we will possess our possession. Praise the Lord. But be ready for the battle. The battle will continue until the restitution of all.